WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Business at federal government offices could grind to a halt at midnight after President Trump and congressional leaders failed to reach an agreement. CBS's Torian Small.
It appears that Republicans and Democrats are no closer to a deal on averting a shutdown than they were a week ago.
The president, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and military leaders from around the world meet in Virginia this morning. CBS's Eleanor Watson.
There are several in-person meetings of senior commanders throughout the year, but a meeting of this scale on such short notice is rare, if not unprecedented.
No reason for the gathering given. Hamas says it'll study President Trump's peace plan for Gaza and discuss it with other Palestinian factions before it responds. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
There is so much that has to go right and so much that can go wrong. And while those talks are going on, the Israeli offensive continues.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. Another candidate has entered the Democratic field for governor in the 2026 election. Weeks after stepping down as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Missy Hughes has officially launched her campaign for governor. Hughes has been with the WEDC since 2019 and highlighted various accomplishments in that role in her campaign announcement. She says she's running to help build a Main Street economy that improves access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as investing in public education. The city of River Falls has approved the bid and contract for a massive renovation project at the downtown fire station. The River Falls City Council approved an over $10.5 million contract for BCI Construction to complete the renovation work. Exact plans for the new facility have not yet been finalized, but the contract includes three alternative plans for an additional apparatus bay, a roof replacement, or fitness room. City officials say their goal is to upgrade training facilities and improve firefighter safety with the renovated fire station. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has officially started a massive renovation project for Heritage Hall. University officials gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on the over $144 million renovation project earlier this month and say work on the project is currently scheduled to wrap up in the fall of 2028. When completed, the renovated building will be able to serve about twice as many students with a more flexible space. Officials also say the building will feature solar panels and significantly improved accessibility when completed. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Tuesday morning, September 30th, 2025. We've just about run out of September here. But it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or by podcast or on social media and so forth. Thanks for starting your day right here. I've got a question for you. Does today feel normal to you? I think I already know your answer, but here's the thing. After today, in hindsight, today will feel like the last normal day for a while. And I wish I weren't the bearer of news like that, but there's probably going to be a government shutdown tonight, and it's going to affect many more people than you might think, and it's going to affect more and more people as the days go on. And so we'll talk about why this is happening, who's making it happen, and where we go from here coming up as part of our conversations this morning. That will include a conversation with Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom, who is our correspondent up on Capitol Hill. So we'll get a live report from Washington, D.C. Coming up after the 7 o'clock news and find out what happened in talks yesterday between President Trump and congressional leaders. And again, where we go from here, which is kind of a mystery given that it's happening because of people who really want it to happen. We will also talk about Wisconsin political matters, of course, with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. So we'll have Dan along as well. That'll be about 8:30. Did I say a little after 7 for Cam? I meant a little after 8. It's the Cam and Dan show here on our Tuesday mornings across the network. So we've got them coming up. We'll talk to State Representative Angela Stroud as well as part of our Way Up North segment. She represents the district up out of Ashland, and she did a video interview recently for Spectrum News all about some of her background and why run for office and all of that. And it might be the first time we've ever had in the Wisconsin legislature a sociologist by training whose favorite movie is Spaceballs. So we'll definitely explore the lighter side of serving in the legislature and in Wisconsin politics as well. Now, look, along the way, you can always text us your comments or questions. You can use that Civic Media app, use the text feature on there or the voice note feature to send us a little message, or you can get into the comment sections on YouTube or Facebook. So if you're listening on the radio and want to watch what we do and put in a comment that way, head to the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages and let us know your thoughts on the day. You can also just send us an old-fashioned email. That address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I haven't put out just a plain old solicitation lately to just get in the comment sections or send us an email and just tell us where you're listening from. We were talking about that yesterday about, you know, every so often you've got to do, like, for the newsletters, you know, like a reader survey and say, hey, where are you? and what do you like and what do you don't like, and give us your 2 cents. And those get taken very seriously, by the way, so we do appreciate them. If they are sent by email, I'm going to see them first. If they're in the comment sections, Parker and I will see them. He also sees all the text messages Parker Olson does as we head down to Madison Studio to A2 to see his setup down there. What you see on social media, he's looking right at you right now. You are looking at us, aren't you? There he is. Yep. Boy, that is a camera, I'll tell you.
It's not good.
But he's also... He's looking into a bank of monitors. It's like he's at a sports bar. There's like at least 4 monitors there that he's staring into, monitoring at all times, like he's an air traffic controller. It includes the text messages and the emails and all the audio that's coming in across the global Civic Media radio network. And somehow he finds time to pay attention to what I'm saying as well.
Yeah, a little bit. Now you mentioned the sports bar thing. I never thought of that. This would be awesome. Little setup to watch.
Wouldn't it be funny? I walk in some Saturday and there's Parker with his feet up on the console, and he's got the Badger game over here, and he's got this over there.
Plate of wings,
some white water, and yeah, some wings from, you know, it smells like somebody was warming up something in the radio station microwave again. Yes, so
that's a really good idea. I do park here fairly frequently during the weekends because I have a buddy that lives so close to here. I just park here. So
sure.
Maybe we just come in here instead of going to his place sometime.
You could do worse, you know, especially yeah. if you BYOB, because I know how much they charge for drinks and food at some of those bars up and down Water Street. So,
yep.
Speaking of which, bring in your own, because I went to the Brewers game last Saturday with my buddy.
Yeah.
And he loves to bring in his own snacks, which you can do. You have to have a clear bag.
Yeah.
And you can bring in your own, you know, brings in his own peanuts and maybe some candy or something like that, which worked out great because we sat next to a couple of kids, like a couple of like 9 or 10 year old boys. And they just thought it was the coolest that this guy was sharing his stuff with them, you know. And I'm like, Kevin's making friends and I'm over here watching the baseball game. But and the same goes for like movie theaters. Some people love to bring in their own stuff because, you know, movie theater candy and everything is shall we say, not inexpensive.
Yeah. That's fair.
And yet I've never been one to like bring my own stuff in. I'm like, if I'm going to something, I want like the full experience. So I got a brat at the ballpark and get my things there. Are you more of a bring your own person?
I think the one time I brought something in was when we just happened to be there the same day as like one of our buddies' like grandparents or something. And we met up with them and they gave us stuff to bring in. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm like you. I want the experience. I want the hot dogs. I want the beers, all that stuff from the ballpark.
Yep. And that's, I'm not begrudging anybody. I just think about that. It's one more thing that I would have to think about packing. And
that's true.
That was illustrated during the game when at one point my friend went into his bag to bring out some candy and I could see how mushy it was. And I was like, did you really think it was a good idea to pack chocolate covered peanuts on a warm day?
Oh, what? I was envisioning like M&Ms or something.
Yes,
like,
something like that. Anyway, so that went into the freezer when we got home, and it turned out to be, you know, later on it was like one of those chocolate covered salted nut rolls or something like that. Yeah, so
I guess All right. See
that's how these things get invented. There will be opportunities later for people to bring stuff to the ball game, just not for the next few days because the Brewers are off getting set for the National League Division Series, where they will host either the Cubs or the Padres starting Saturday. And that Cubs Padres series gets going this afternoon. In fact, it'll be afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and if necessary, Thursday afternoon, best of 3 at Wrigley Field between the Cubs and the Padres. Is that because of your working hours and everything, you could take time to just put yourself into that game? Will you be paying close attention to the Cubs-Padres series?
Maybe not today, but certainly tomorrow, because just the makeup of my day.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I would like to have a little bit more of an idea of what exactly we're facing. So certainly we'll be watching tomorrow.
Well, that's why I said if you even want to know what we're facing, or just wait till Saturday and see, because if you're watching them, you know, does it just make you nervous? Like, oh, we have to face this guy.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to see on Saturday, actually. Depending on what time, I'm not sure I'm going to see on Saturday, depending on what time it is, because I might be at a football game. So,
oh yeah, the TV schedule is like all over the place for the baseball games. They haven't plugged the games in yet, of course, because you don't know which teams will be still alive on Saturday. But I mean, you could conceivably see like a 1 p.m. game, you know, on Saturday, and a 9 p.m. game on Monday. I mean, it's not likely, but it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah.
So you have to be prepared for whatever it is that the networks decide that you want to see. And so we'll just have to wait until that happens. We will not have to worry about the Packers because they are in a bye week. So they are off until a week from Sunday, October 12th, at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the Badgers get back in action this Saturday at Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. Pre-game will start at 9 o'clock, and then the funeral itself will begin at 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm sorry, I'm burying the Badger football team already. And don't get me wrong, we would all love to pull out a victory.
Yeah,
it's just that, you know, doesn't set you up for a lot of confidence.
No, they're very dull. There haven't been any real flashes in the pan to make you think, I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The Badger women's volleyball team, they swept Iowa on Sunday, so they're 9-1 now, and they will next host Illinois this Thursday evening at the Fieldhouse.
Nice. I like it. I got to watch more.
What did I just hear Mike Clemens say? That Giannis...
Giannis has COVID. He's quarantining in Greece, so he's not at... He wasn't.
So that's why he wasn't at the Bucks media day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look, I have every reason to believe him. I just also have every reason to think that if I had the ability to say, I've got to stay in Greece, I'm sick, I might do that. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. That's probably fair.
Yep. let's see. We asked about whether today feels like a normal day. Sharon puts on Facebook, no, America feels kind of frightening to me right now. Yes, maybe. Alicia's hoping that maybe the Packers can clean up their act over the bye week. Yes, true. I think Leaf wanted to be rebellious here on YouTube, saying no one cares what the program director of a linear broadcast network thinks about scheduling anymore. We just stream what we want. But then I think he had a change of heart and went, well, sports may be different. Yeah. I mean, everything else we can kind of stream when we want. We'll watch the show when we want to watch the show. But if you want to watch the thing live,
sports are quite possibly the only thing that you need to watch live.
Yeah, I would agree. Because even like, say, award shows and some of those other big events. I mean, if you don't mind the spoilers, you can catch them, a little bit later.
Yeah.
So I like the streaming. It's just that I've always been kind of a cable person. I've been a customer of my local cable company here for 30 years.
Okay.
Even though the internet keeps going out every so often.
Tell me about it.
So yesterday when it went out again, and out on the little modem right over here on the side of my desk, the little light that says online is usually a very steady blue, but now then it does this little blue to white, which is your sign that you're offline.
Yeah. My favorite thing about our router is that it doesn't say that we're offline, even though nothing works.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I don't want, a little blue to white thing. I want it to like ring a bell or, moo, or a little computerized voice saying,
hey,
you have no service. Hey, I'm broken. Because then you get online with the cable company. And of course, you first have to chat with a robot. And it says, did you unplug this? Then wait 2 minutes. And did you wait 2 minutes and plug this back in? Even though you've done this a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through all the things with the robot before they finally go, oh, we'll send a technician out tomorrow.
Pat, did you know that FanDuel doesn't have people?
It's unbelievable.
It's just a text line. There isn't a phone line.
And I just have no patience for that. I mean, humans, if you want my business, you got to have humans. I don't feel like that is too much to ask. Coming up in just a bit, we will have the latest on the shutdown showdown on what may be the last full day before the federal government goes through a big ordeal that it does not have to go through. from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend a part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Just about 6:23 right now, and you're saying, oh, is this where he plugs the Up North News Daily newsletter again at upnorthnews.wi.com? No, nope, not this time, because Civic Media has a new daily newsletter, and it is chock full of highlights, links, and more. Sign up for it at civicmediatoday.substack.com. That's civicmediatoday.substack.com to get that. You never know, Parker, where the comments are going to go sometimes from folks. And we do appreciate the comments on YouTube and Facebook and all that. As far as live TV goes, Alicia puts on YouTube, no, you have to watch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow live. Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I got to be here anyway. So, and then this one that I wasn't sure where this was going at first, from Leaf, who says about our sports coverage. There is a stretch of the Amazon River way upstream where there's a bit of limestone the river has over the millennia worn deep caves into those banks. Some go back a mile or more. There's a species of fish that has evolved back there that has absolutely no eyes, no sensitivity to light whatsoever. These fish care more about baseball than me. Thank you, Lee. Very well done. And noted. So perhaps it is that we get back to covering some of the news. And for covering the news, yes, that brings me to our weekly newsletter where we talk about our question of the week. Yep, king of the pivots right here. And it's called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. And the question of the week this week is again about a potential government shutdown. And this time around, it's, you know, who's going to blink? Is it going to be Democrats because of the hardship that's about to be imposed on the American people? Is it that Trump caves, you know, because taco, Trump always chickens out. It happened the last time that he tried a government shutdown in his first term. He'll look for some reason to claim victory even as he caves in. And then the third option I gave was that there's actually kind of a revolt against President Trump, that congressional Republicans and Democrats hammer out a deal on their own, that Trump vetoes it, and that congressional Republicans join Democrats. They override the veto and greatly diminish Trump's hold over Congress. I don't know that it's likely, but it's a possibility. And a lot of people so far in the early responses have been hoping for that. So we'll see. We'll see what your thoughts are as well. And again, for that, sign up for our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. So as far as a potential shutdown goes, there was a meeting at the White House yesterday with the president and Republican and Democratic leaders. And again, there was no deal reached because Republicans don't want a deal. They made massive cuts to healthcare in two different ways that I'll explain in a moment. And now they have to pass a full budget, not just a short-term little spending and tax package like the big bloated boondoggle from, you know, earlier this year. This is like an entire federal budget. And Republicans have majorities, but they can't agree among themselves what to pass. And so they're probably going to need Democratic votes unless they finally get their act together. Spoiler alert, they will not get their act together. They're going to need Democratic votes. So they're out here saying, and you can hear it, saying, we want to pass a clean CR, and Democrats want the shutdown because they won't join us in passing a clean CR. What's a CR? CR is a continuing resolution. In other words, kicking the can again. Do you know how long it's been since we've had an actual federal budget that was done through the normal process, passed into law? Yeah, it was when Democrats were controlling Congress. Since Republicans came on board, it's been nothing but chaos because they've had these thin majorities where it only takes a couple of people to basically take away your majority. And that's what Republicans have. You have some who are a bit moderate going, maybe we shouldn't take away all this health care. Our constituents might not like it. You have some who are so far to the right that won't vote for anything that doesn't essentially shut down the government full time. They want so much in spending cuts, and they've just said they won't vote for anything because it's so much easier to vote no than it is to actually, you know, talk, negotiate, compromise, do your job. And so that's where you work the parties together. And parties have worked together forever to talk among themselves the way that we all would have to in the workplace and craft something, even if it's just a continuing resolution. But you could actually pass a budget bill too, except that Republicans say, well, we're not going to actually negotiate with Democrats. We're going to try to guilt you in to voting with us on this so-called clean CR and tell you how terrible this shutdown is going to be. To which Democrats are saying, yeah, we know shutdowns are bad. That's why typically we don't go along with this. But your last thing, the big bloated boondoggle, was so harmful with the two different types of healthcare cuts that we're not going along with this until you restore some of those cuts. And it can go one of two ways. Now, one would be the so-called enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. In other words, all kinds of Americans are about to see their health insurance premiums go up sharply because the policies that they buy through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, those are partially subsidized. That's what makes the Affordable Care Act affordable, that some of what we pull together for our tax dollars is used so that we can all afford health insurance. The other, of course, is the massive cuts to Medicaid that conveniently won't be coming until after the midterms, and so people won't really feel much of that pain, but it's coming. And Democrats are saying, look, you want our votes? You got to give back some of that in one area or the other. Giving back the enhanced tax credits should be a no-brainer because, again, the Affordable Care Act is at its heart a conservative healthcare plan because you're buying private insurance. You're just getting a little taxpayer help through a subsidy to get it. But, of course, now that it's got the Obama name on it, they don't like it, Obamacare. It would be the easy thing to do, but It's easier for them to just say no and have a shutdown. And that's what we're facing for the foreseeable future. We'll tell you about the big cartoon that premiered on network TV this day 65 years ago after the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pat.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Just like World Dairy Expo attendees, milk production in the United States coming from a lot of different regions. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Tranel, dairy analyst with EverAg out of their Platteville office, points out that while Wisconsin, California, New York State continue to be dairy powerhouses, cows are ending up in a lot of different geographies.
Yeah, the West continues to grow pretty aggressively. California, Idaho specifically, seeing tremendous growth in Kansas and South Dakota, which is expected due to the new cheese plants that were built there. But I think everybody's kind of focused on how long the milking herd will be here. And they're also focused on some of these high components that are coming off the dairy farms.
Matt Tranel, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg out of their Platteville office. This discussion about where milk production is flourishing and also how federal milk orders impact those producers, part of the discussion happening beginning today at World Dairy Expo in Madison. Markets are next.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2.25 cents at 164.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 4 on Monday at 166.5. Double A butter was up 4, 176 a pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 13 cents stronger this morning at 17.12, while November's up 8, 16.71. The December new crop corn down 1.5 cents at 4.20. November soybeans are currently down 3 at 10.07. July wheat, that's currently 2 cents lower at 5.58 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling in a Tuesday trade session. And don't forget, Midwest Farm Report entire team active at World Dairy Expo, which officially opens its doors today, continues through Friday afternoon. Please follow us on social media, Midwest Farm Report. I am Pam Yonke.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about 4 or 5 of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome to today's history lesson for this September 30th. It was on September 30th, 65 years ago today, 1960, that the Flintstones premiered on ABC. And I think a lot of folks are kind of surprised when they hear about the Flintstones, the Jets, and some of these old-time, you know, cartoon series. That, yeah, those were actually network shows. You know, think about The Simpsons. How long has The Simpsons been on now? And actually, for the longest time before The Simpsons, there were no like primetime cartoon shows. It was like, oh no, cartoons, those are for kids. But no, in the early days of TV, you saw things like that, including that modern Stone Age family, the Flintstones, premiering this day in 1960.
I wonder,
you have any experience watching the Flintstones?
Oh, I don't.
Or are they only like a vitamin to you, those little Flintstone chewables?
They're mainly a vitamin. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not too familiar with the screen version of the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's okay. It's, you know, again, it was entertaining for us as kids. And then you go back at it now with its, shall we say, some would say old fashioned values. Some would say, thank goodness we've evolved.
Yeah.
From what some of those, some I'm the man. So this is how it's going to be. You know, it's a very loosely based on Jackie Gleason's The Honeymooners. Again, funny stuff. Not all of it stands the test of time.
Not everything always ages well, which is something that I think a lot of people need to remember.
Yes, please remember that. Happy birthday to Fifth Dimension singer Marilyn McCoo, who is 82 years old today. Marilyn McCoo really does have one of my favorite singing voices out there. And again, happy birthday to her. Still apparently performing along with Billy Davis Jr., her husband, also from the Fifth Dimension. On this day in 1939, the first televised football game was on NBC. Again, this day in 1939. On this day, one more sports theme. 1981 was the last Minnesota Twins baseball game at Metropolitan Stadium. And if you'd never been to the Met, just think of Old County Stadium. The two were rather similar,
yeah.
And you know, just your fine classic ballpark before we turned all of these sports venues into mini amusement parks.
You ever think about that though? At how somehow, especially for football, not so much for baseball because there's some leniency with what you can do in baseball, mm-hmm. but in football, it's everything. It's all 100 yards by whatever 50 some odd yards.
Right. Yep.
All of them look so different. It's kind of a marvel that they have as much variety as they do for being the exact same thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, each one, it's like I said, it's its own little development and putting the things in that they want. And of course, then charging you an arm and a leg. Although Jim in Brookfield on the text line takes note that says, good morning, Pat. When I went to the Brewers-Cubs game using the four Civic Media seats that he won, one of our friends brought in a clear bag of snacks as a backup. He then spent a good chunk of change on a bowl of jambalaya that he spilled when a foul ball came our way.
Oh.
So I guess it pays to bring some snacks. First off, jambalaya is right to your point of every park there's a little something different in there.
Yeah, really? Like,
you're going to get jambalaya at a baseball game? But also, maybe bringing some of your own as a backup isn't a bad thing, as long as it's not, say, chocolate-covered peanuts, you know? Happy birthday to Johnny Mathis. The singer turns 90 years old today.
Guess it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way.
Happy birthday to Fish frontman Trey Anastasio, who is 61 years old today. Record producer, singer-songwriter T-Pain is 41 years old today. Happy birthday to singer Patrice Rushen. She is 71 and had this single back in 1982. Angie Dickinson is 94 years old today. Policewoman. She had that groundbreaking show that showed that women could be cops too, and tough ones at that. And while we're feeling old about old TV stars, Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch, actor Barry Williams, is 71 years old today. And from The Nanny, Fran Drescher, she is 68 years old today. The number one hit this day in 1978 was by the band Exile.
I wanna kiss you all over.
On this day in 1989, Bette Midler was awarded $400,000 in a lawsuit against the Ford Motor Company, which had her former backup singer singing one of Bette Midler's hits in a 1985 commercial for the Mercury Sable.
Now there's a car that just asks to be driven.
You're my lover.
Now, I was sure that that was Bette Midler back when that commercial was running, because I love that song from Bette Midler, Do You Want to Dance? No, it was a backup singer. And the verdict meant that companies could no longer purposely imitate the vocals of a famous singer in commercials without their consent. Although maybe they do it now, because what do we call it? We call it sampling. It's sampling. We're sampling, you know? No, it's plagiarism.
The other day, I was listening to, I cannot remember what the song is. But it's way older than Jump Around is. But it's got that sample at the beginning of the song.
And look, there's nothing wrong with the sample. We just played Patrice Russian, Forget Me Nots. And I'm sure some people right away jumped on Will Smith, Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
It's based off of that. And again, if you're upfront about that, if you're giving partial songwriting credit, for example, that's okay. It's just that over the years, people and record companies have learned, you know, you can't just pilfer this and say, oh, we're paying tribute to this artist. No, you actually have to give them credit.
You should probably credit them and pay them. And, you know,
here's a song that's been sampled a time or two and maybe borrowed from somebody else. The Mariah Carey tune Fantasy became just the second single to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. This day in 1995. Oh, I forgot to go past all of the ahoos and woo-woos and woo-woos. She'll be here in just a moment, folks. She's got to warm up. There we go. So yeah, again, this day, 30 years ago today, Mariah Carey's Fantasy, just the second single ever to debut at number one. The first was Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone, and Fantasy would be the number one song for 8 weeks. This is the one-year anniversary of the United Kingdom becoming the first major economy to give up coal and ceased operations at the last coal-fired power station in the United Kingdom. That was 1 year ago today. And yet yesterday, the president of the United States announced a huge, very expensive new effort to give rebirth to the coal industry in the United States. Because apparently y'all need to shovel coal into your furnaces the way that our great grandparents did back in the day. We'll talk more about that tomorrow with Melissa Baldoff in our climate check. We talked to author Laura Bird about this yesterday, that today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which honors victims and survivors of residential schools for Indigenous children. She had a great segment on books that were related to it. You could maybe go through your podcast or over to the Civic Media website and listen back to Laura's 8:30 appearance yesterday about some of the books that can tell you more about this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation about Indian boarding schools. And on this day in 1997, Australia had a gun buyback program after there had been a mass shooting that killed 35 people. This outraged the public. The mass shooting, not the gun buyback. That's what would happen here in this country if we tried that. But Australia did the gun buyback because they were outraged about the mass shooting. All told, more than 640,000 firearms were collected and destroyed, and people were paid for turning in their guns. And there has never been a mass shooting of that caliber since. And again, in the 28 years since then, only three shootings with five deaths or more. Because again, they understand it's the guns. Let's look at today's National Day calendar. This is National Chewing Gum Day, which I don't anymore. But
no, not
that's
much.
More of an age of, you know, your dentist says, yeah, you really shouldn't do that.
Oh, you believe him. Is that a time of
life
that happens?
Well, you get enough dental work done and you just go, yeah, I don't want to be the one showing up at the dentist's office going, yeah, I was chewing some gum and blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah.
No. Were you much of a bubble blower back in the day?
I had braces, so I didn't really get to chew gum at all.
Yeah. Oh, we're just both wet blankets here on National Chewing Gum Day, so never mind. It is Orange Shirt Day, again, about the Indigenous boarding schools that we talked about earlier. This is National Pet Tricks Day. Did you ever have a pet that did tricks?
I have a pet who I think his best trick is managing to coax treats out of us.
Oh, that is a good trick.
That's
yes.
a pretty good yep. trick. If I was a yep. dog, that would be my number one trick as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a lab for 14 years, and she had this great trick of, you know, vomiting in places where you didn't expect and had to have trouble cleaning up.
That was
her trick. Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
And this is International Podcast Day. So
a reminder that you can listen
by
to this
podcast,
show.
Yeah, yes, by all means, head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and sign up for this show and for the Todd Alba Show and the Kristen Lierley Show and Matt and Air on Air, Maggie Dawn, all of it. Just today for International Podcast Day, go to Spotify or one of these places, sign up for all the shows.
Yeah.
You can cancel them tomorrow, but for International Podcast Day, you kind of have to. It's like a requirement.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in the rules of listening to this show.
Yes. Parker has some entertainment news, and there was some big news made yesterday about the big football game that happens every January, early February here. And it was an announcement that did not make everybody happy, you know, unless you like music, then it made you happy. Right, Parker?
It was one of those things that you kind of post the one meme about all the old white guys go, ew.
Yes.
We're talking about Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny has been announced as the performer for the Super Bowl halftime show, which is actually means that he's been avoiding the U.S. On his tour because he has said that he's worried about ICE raids at a concert venue. So he's breaking that to come and perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. The biggest show in America, dare I say.
The biggest, yes. And MAGA World lost their damn minds yesterday because, again, somebody who's been critical of, you know, rounding up people based on what they look like is now coming into the U.S. to do one concert, the big one. And of course, you know, the posts that were put up by conservatives are just crazy. Like, you know, here's Robbie Starbuck, a conservative filmmaker. Does this guy really scream American football to anyone? Be for real. No one thinks he does. It's not about music. It's about putting a guy on stage who hates Trump and MAGA. No, it actually is about music. He's one of the most popular musicians out there.
It's specifically
very
about music.
Good.
It's never been about football.
Yeah, and when you say, does this scream American football, we know what you're saying, buddy. Well, we get it, and it's just fun to have watched, somebody of, I believe, Puerto Rican artist, get this gig and have you go, oh, not Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is part of the United States. They're American, same as you and me, and should deserve to be up there because, unlike a lot of these other folks, this guy has talent. We'll be back. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power. power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow Counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The midterm gerrymandering arms race is on, with the current balance of power in the U.S. Congress 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Red states Texas and Missouri have finished manipulating their congressional maps. What states are next? Heeding President Donald Trump's call to gerrymander more GOP seats, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed the legislature's new congressional map September 28th, splitting a Kansas City district to likely gain one more congressional seat for the GOP. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a plan August 29th, gerrymandering five GOP seats. A Democratic plan in California awaits a referendum in November. September 23rd, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called for meetings around the state to hear public testimony on mid-decade redistricting and avoided calling a special session. Meanwhile, the GOP, with its supermajority in the state House and Senate, needs signatures from two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session for itself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in August that redistricting would be, quote, appropriate, but there's been no concrete action thus far. Ohio's redistricting committee met September 24th, ahead of a September 30th deadline. Governors Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Kay Ivey in Alabama have said they do not support reopening the redistricting process. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, so we had somebody in the last segment commenting on Bad Bunny going, oh, he does not scream American football. And we're like, who screams American football? We actually have a couple of answers here. Alicia says, Jason Aldean, they'd say he screams American football. Well, no, he just screams America, or at least a certain segment of America. But yes, good guess there. And Tony, they probably wanted Morgan Wallen. He screams football, and he screams some other stuff too. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, they would probably have been very happy to have. I would not be surprised, given that Donald Trump was just able to extort another big settlement out of Google and YouTube for banning him, you know, back when he was trying to overthrow the government. Yeah. But now they've not only let him back on YouTube, now they're paying him to, again, you know, be in his good graces. This is a guy who the last Super Bowl he was at got the NFL to remove the words "end racism" from the end zone while he was there, because heaven forbid. So, yes, I could see the NFL caving on this. I would not be surprised if at some point they say, you know, Bad Bunny is going to be replaced by a hologram of Charlie Kirk singing Jason Aldean tunes and Morgan Wallen and others. So, you know, this is where we are. This is where we are today. Let's see. We said Bad Bunny, but I also we had to laugh. There was I watch TMZ occasionally because I like to turn my brain off, and you know, somebody who got Bad Bunny confused with Benny Blanco, two different people, but Benny Blanco's in the news as well because he done got married to Selena Gomez, right?
He did. I was entirely unfamiliar with who Benny Blanco was. Did not know that.
Again, I would not know if I weren't, watching the gossip stuff, you know.
See, there you go. So, yeah. Selena Gomez, though, I remember her primarily as a, actor when she was, I guess she was a kid at that point.
She's doing Disney, and now she does Only Murders in the Building, and, you know, she's had her fair share of hits, and, you know, we wish them all the best.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. It's not, you know, some celebrity marriages last forever, some do not, and that takes us to Keith Urban.
I saw that.
I guess he and Nicole Kidman are separating after 19 years of marriage, which makes me, of course, that makes me sad, because they're both just about my age, just a year or two younger. And yeah, after almost 20 years of marriage, they're calling it quits. One report says that, you know, she's the one that's devastated, which means it was his idea. But, you know, again, we have no idea what actually caused it. And with many divorces, there's two sides to every story. But it's just really unfortunate that those lovebirds couldn't make it.
Yeah. Time will tell. You'll find out,
probably. Especially after Nicole Kidman, you know, went through everything with Tom Cruise and everything else. So when it looked like she had something, you know, stable, even with a superstar singer, yeah, you thought, well, things are going to be all right, but not in this instance. So
these are tales from 20 years ago. I don't know, man.
I know. All we can just wish them well. Look what I got in the mail yesterday here.
Oh, boy.
Hold up this book.
That's not something you hear often.
Burned by Billionaires.
Is that
new book by Chuck Collins?
It is.
Yes. Chuck Collins does the those commercials throughout the
Patriotic Media
shows. Patriotic Billionaires. Yep. And now has this new book. It says it's a scathing expose about the hidden impact of America's ultra wealthy on our economic, political, and ecological landscape, as well as a path toward a more equitable future. If you're not familiar with it, Chuck Collins was an heir to the Oscar Mayer fortune. So he could have had a lot of wiener money and bologna and all the other meat products that Oscar Mayer puts out. And he basically gave away his inheritance and has been working in areas ever since to draw attention to wealth inequality and ways that we could have a society that is not run by billionaires. And so I did not even know that he had a book coming out, but Burned by Billionaires, when I do a little traveling over the next couple of days here, I will be reading that.
Oh,
and
maybe we can get
Chuck Collins to come on the show and talk a bit more about this.
So you're going to be in Nashville, right?
I'm going to be on the road. Yes.
Okay.
So, well, you want me to look up Morgan Wallen or Jason Aldean for you? Or
no, I was thinking we should do Nashville themed history lesson.
A Nashville themed history lesson.
Yeah.
It could I guess I could see that, you know.
Yeah. You never know.
Last time that I had visited there, I did not realize its role in women's suffrage in getting women the right to vote. And a lot of the meetings that went on there to help get the 19th Amendment passed. So Nashville's got all kinds of history and not just country music. Again, one of my, you know, I've seen great blues bands there.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of things. So yeah, there'll be a lot to unpack as we kind of make our usual autumnal tour of the daughters to there and then down through Dallas and, you know, eventually back out to Michigan and all that. We try to do that. It's like migrating birds. You know, we got to get this done before the winter.
Yeah.
Like the what do they say? Like a billion birds are passing through this week, you know, through parts of
the
Midwest and everything.
Lights or something so you don't confuse them.
Yeah. It also includes aging parents who don't want to travel in the middle of winter. And so if you want to see your kids and grandkids, you got to do this kind of stuff before the snow flies. And this has been a good week for it. I mean, I know Brittany's off for a few days here and I would love to give her credit for the temperatures. I mean, it was perfect sleeping weather.
She did a great job.
Yeah, she did great. Well done, Brittany. Yes, but no, it's been really dry and comfortable. I was fearful that maybe we were done being in the 80s, but no, we've still had some lovely days in the 80s so far. So we're not. What are you laughing at? Like you. I wasn't saying it was going to snow. I was just saying our, you know, really hot days might be done.
Yeah,
but they are not.
We're a little close to October for us to be going. Oh, I just wish we had another day of 80s.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll take 80s in early October, but at some point, yes, it'll flip. People like Robin Tigerton won't have lawns to mow anymore, so we'll find out what he's got to say coming up here after the 7 o'clock news, and then we'll ask, what's a sociologist and Spaceballs fan doing in the legislature? well, trying to save democracy, of course. We'll talk to State Representative Angela Stroud in our next hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Just hours to go until the midnight deadline, and congressional Republicans and Democrats are still far apart on a government funding deal. CBS's Tina Kraus.
If there is a shutdown, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid payments will continue, though national parks and museums will close.
President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth are expected to address military leaders from around the world when they gather at Quantico Marine Base in Virginia next hour. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This is unprecedented. In fact, unprecedented doesn't describe this.
Pentagon hasn't given a reason for the meeting. Federal troops set to deploy to Tennessee as part of the president's crackdown on crime. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis.
Those National Guardsmen who are expected to be in the city at some point this week are, we're told, not going to be making arrests, nor will they be armed unless local law enforcement asks them to be.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.